a postcard from one of the biggest performing arts festivals in the world. The Avignon Festival is underway in the south of France. Every summer, actors, directors, and playwrights converge on the walled medieval city, turning it into a dramatic capital. This year, NPR's Eleanor Beardsley joined them.
Well, I'm in the streets, walking the streets of Avignon, and in fact, for 1 month a year, every July, the entire city of Avignon is a theater. There are plays, hundreds of plays with thousands of actors taking place in every playhouse, opera house, church, and even out in the streets.
The festival was started in 1947 by renowned French actor and director Jean Villard. Dramatist Olivier P. is director of this year's 68th Avignon Festival.
On this time, only people who could afford it could go to theater or concert. And so Jean Villard chose a small city, far from Paris, to build a new way of democracy, a cultural democracy. The main idea is that culture is not only for rich people, but for everybody.
This time of year, Avignon's walls are covered in playbills and posters, and its streets invaded by comedians, mimes, and musicians. For them, Avignon is the only place to be in July. 29-year-old Vanessa Luna Naoum is promoting her one-woman show.
It's my show, When Victor Meet Lily. It's a romantic theater. It's funny, it's poetic, and it's groovy.
Naoum says one day she hopes to perform her show across France, so she has to be in Avignon. There are just under 50 official plays in the festival and more than 1,000 acts in the unofficial Avignon known as Avignon Off. The festival has been international since 1966, and today French performances make up only 20% of all acts. This Taiwanese troupe has brought a Chinese musical to the Avignon Festival, which they tell me is very well known in Taiwan. An edgy, modern take on Mozart's Don Giovanni is about to start in the Opera House. 62-year-old Raymond Guibou says he's excited to see it, even though the reviews aren't great. For as long as Guibou can remember, Avignon has been a pillar of the performing arts world.
Yes, I have been coming since I was, seven or eight. So it's a bit of a very long time, and I enjoy the festival for the ambiance and of course, the plays, discovering all sorts of new authors and metteurs en scène and all this. And I love it.
But despite appearances, all is not well in Avignon. Festival actors and technicians, known as intermittents de spectacle, have been striking and canceling shows. They are angry that the government is talking of reducing generous subsidies that allow them to survive on their seasonal work. Festival director Olivier P. says this struggle is symbolic of the unease felt everywhere in France.
Through the beauty of the sky, the sun, and the beautiful monuments and the amazingly beauty of the city, there is scariness, and people are not sure that the future is sure.
P. says the economic crisis in France has spawned a moral crisis that is shaking the foundations of the country. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Avignon.